you put this spool in what they call a chuck and file your teeth and everything on here, and around here is a ring of little water faucets, and that shoots a stream of water all on that thing all the time. And in fact, the men that cut the blanks, they're wet all the time if they don't wear rubber aprons. So each one of them get a great big inner tube, you know, and make them a rubber apron. And that way they stay dry all the time. But they'd hold these shell with what they called a mitt. They had a leather mitt that they'd hold them with. Otherwise their saw would jerk them and cut their hands, you know, mm-hmm. or their fingers. Some of them even used tongs. The only thing that they required was that you didn't set your teeth in too far or set them out too far and make a different size blank, see? Mm-hmm. He was supposed to hold it right on the, in the main part there, and your blank had to be right on the line, whatever size you was cutting. Now, different cutters cut different size blanks, and there was cutters that could cut small blanks where they couldn't cut big ones very good. And there was other people that would rather cut the big ones than the little ones. So they got their choice, you might say, you know, whichever one felt like that they could cut them the best, why they got to cut the big ones and the others got to cut the small ones.